Tonight we're going to continue on the holding fast to the confession of your faith. This, as I said before, Christianity, this life of faith, the life of the believer is called the Great Confession. If you're not saying nothing, well, in the kingdom of God, nothing really happening for you. In the beginning, God said, God spoke. Amen. In the beginning. And then, after God spoke, and God said, we looked at this the last time. He said, and he said, let there be light. It was light. Then he said, let us make man. And then he said, let us make him in our image and after our likeness. Then he made a world. He made the world. Then he made man, put him in the world. Then he told man to have dominion over this world. Amen. You find that in Genesis 3:1, actually, and 26 when he made the man, 28:9. He tell the man to what to do. He blessed him and said, and you take dominion. And you'll notice in creating man, the Bible says, he formed man out of the dust of the ground, right? This is Genesis 2:7. And then he did what? Breathe. And the spirit is called, if you look it up, it's called breath. It can be a force, and it's powerful. And so actually God breathed into man. When he breathed into man, he breathed himself. And God is a spirit. And then John said in John 4:24, God is a spirit. Didn't say God is the spirit. Say God is a spirit, which he tells us he has a personality. He has a personality. God is a spirit. He's a person, he's a being. He's the highest creation. And the only thing unique about God and different from us, we have a beginning, he doesn't. And explain that to me, because I don't know how to explain. All I know, he always was, always will be, and he is now. And so he breathed into man's nostril, the breath of life, and man became a what? Living soul. Man became a soul with a spirit. And throughout the history of man, in the Old Testament, God had to deal with him different because Adam committed high treason and man was separated from God, and he could no longer come down like he did in the beginning in the cool of the day and communicate with man. So he had to deal with him different. But some 4,000 years thereabout later, after God had talked with Abraham and he and God entered into a covenant, and the Bible talks about 14 generations to David, then next 14 generations, and on down to 42 generations. From the time God talked to Abraham, Jesus showed up. And he came out of God, but he used, and what he did, and this show you the uniqueness and the power and the ability of God. And when the scripture said there are no impossibility with God, that is the absolute truth. Because nobody could do this but God. Nobody ever done it before or after. Jesus is the only one that had been conceived of the Holy Ghost by the Holy Ghost, and a woman got pregnant and bore a son, give birth to a son. Only one. Nobody else ever did that. Don't have anything on record. Amen. And so, anyway, he came forth. Jesus, which we find out the Godhead is tripart: God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. One God, three personalities: God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And but getting to where we're going, kind of catching up. We notice that we never seen God with our natural eye. I haven't seen him. One time Moses wanted to see him. He said, "You can't look on my face and live, right?" He said, "I'll pass by, I'll hide you in the cliff. I'll pass by, I'll let you see my backside." That's the best Moses could stand, is the backside of God. And he must be some kind of light. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But God had created us like himself. And if you continue to meditate upon this and feed on it, and because you'll find God, if you want to know him, you want intimacy with him, you want to really know him, you will find him in his word. He's not fantasy, he's not cheap $4 bill. He's not an afterthought. He is God, and he found in his word.